Hi, Kittywink listeners. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 8 of our sports series. Make sure you check out our website, kittywinkcrew.com, for info about us, our events, and our activity book from series 1. It is a great companion to those Series 1 stories.
Yeah, it really is. And our mascot and octopus pal, Ozzy, is also thrilled to have you as a member of the Kittywink crew. Together, we make an amazing team.
All right, Team Kittywink. It's time to guess the sport in this story. Jules, we are ready for the 3 clues.
All righty. Clue number 1. In this sport, you hit a ball with the help of a bat.
Okay.
Clue number 2. The first recorded game happened as far back as 1846.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
Before we were born.
Way before we were born.
Clue number 3. This sport is also known as America's favorite pastime.
Okay. Listeners, what do you think? I'm going to use your first clue to help me out the most. Hitting a ball with a bat. Could it be baseball?
Yes. It's baseball. I was hoping that clue would be helpful.
Yes.
Take me out to the ball game. Listen for geometry and geography in this story. And remember, geometry is mathematical and geography is all about locations.
Let's go, team. Come along with us. It's time to listen and then we'll discuss.
Ready?
Go, Team Kittywink.
It was the beginning weeks of summer, and Ramon was doing what he loved doing best, practicing his favorite sport, baseball. Ramon's friends spent their summer days swimming and playing on the beaches that line their coastal town of Rio San Juan, a small city in the island country of the Dominican Republic.
Oh, the Dominican Republic is so beautiful. It's a tropical climate in the Caribbean, and it has amazing beaches.
Oh, yeah. I've only been there once, but I spent all my time on the beaches and in the water. I definitely want to go back again.
Me too.
Ramon's house was down the street from the neighborhood beach, and every summer morning, he was faced with the same dilemma. Whether to go to the beach and play with his friends, or to stay home in his front yard and practice baseball alone. Most days, he chose to stay home and practice.
Practicing baseball at home instead of playing on the beach with his friends? That sounds like a lonely way to spend a summer day.
I agree. I would want to be with my friends, too. But Ramon was focused on being the very best at baseball. When Ramon grows up, he wants to be a professional baseball player, like his favorite player, Juan Soto.
That's amazing that he wants to play baseball professionally.
Yeah.
He must really love everything baseball.
Oh, he really does. He loves hitting the round ball with his metal bat. He enjoys running the bases and playing all the field positions. He even loves pitching.
Oh, pitching's hard. Pitching is when the pitcher throws the baseball toward home plate. The batter is the person who's trying to hit that ball so he or she can run to each of the 4 bases on the diamond-shaped infield to score. I know we like to talk about geometry in this series, so I feel the need to mention that I prefer the term rhombus instead of diamond.
Oh.
A rhombus is a 4-sided polygon with 4 equal sides and 2 sets of parallel lines. Sounds like a square, right?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to have right angles. But it can, so a square is a rhombus, but a rhombus isn't necessarily a square.
Oh, that's awesome, and I love the word rhombus.
Yeah, and anyway, in baseball, they call it a diamond, and when you reach home plate in baseball, you score a run, which is a point.
When I was little, I played on a little league baseball team, and I loved running past home plate and scoring for my team.
Love that. I don't think I got to home plate much when I played.
Oh, well, Ramon loved to run the bases too and made his own bases for his front yard out of cardboard and tape.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He would run the bases, timing himself on how fast he could make it from base to base. He would do this for hours. But eventually, even Ramon would start to get lonely.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and this was his second dilemma. He wanted his friends to play baseball with him, but none of his friends liked to play. His best friends, Carlos and Juan, much preferred surfing or playing frisbee on the beach.
Well, that sounds fun.
I know.
Did Ramon ever join his friends?
Yeah, he did sometimes, but when he was on the beach playing with his friends, he found himself daydreaming of playing baseball. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when he was playing baseball, he was wondering what his friends were up to on the beach.
Yeah.
It was a dilemma for sure. Ramon just wished someone wanted to play baseball with him. Mm. Another week was coming to an end, and Carlos and Juan stopped at Ramon's on their way home from the beach. While walking up to his house, they saw Ramon throwing up a ball and hitting it clear across the street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive, but they didn't want to tell him that. They didn't want to give him another reason to keep playing. Mm.
I wish you'd hang out with us more, Ramon. So annoying that you won't spend summer with us when we're just down the street,
said Juan. Yeah, playing on the beach is so much better than playing baseball, Carlos chimed in. Ramon tried to explain what he loved about baseball to his friends, but he had a hard time expressing his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
This was so frustrating. Why won't Juan and Carlos just give baseball a try? How can they be friends, but all like such different things? Just then, the neighborhood mailman, Michael, walked up Ramon's driveway to deliver the mail. The kids loved Michael because he always hummed funny songs while he delivered mail. And he occasionally gave the boys dolce de mani, which are Dominican peanut and sesame candies.
Oh, yum.
Michael heard the boys arguing as he walked up and asked if he could help.
Yes,
exclaimed Juan.
Talk some sense into Ramon and convince him to chill out on practicing baseball every second of the day. He should be with us on the beach all day, surfing the waves and throwing around the frisbee.
Carlos agreed with Juan. Even as Ramon explained that he did like going to the beach, he just liked baseball more.
I see,
responded Michael.
This is a dilemma. Ramon, I hear that you want to be with your friends, but you also want to play baseball. And Juan and Carlos, you want to play with Ramon, but you want to spend that time on the beach. How can we compromise so that everyone can play together and be happy?
The boys all thought for a minute. Was there an easy solution? How could they compromise?
I think they can figure it out. A compromise is all about reaching an agreement when everyone works together to come up with a solution.
Yes.
Not everyone gets exactly what they want, but everyone agrees with the plan.
Exactly. And Michael could see the boys were still stumped on what to do. So he shared some of his observations.
Ramon, I see you've made your own baseball plates out of cardboard. Those are awesome. It's great that they're light and easy to carry with you. Juan and Carlos, don't you have to walk past Ramon's house to get to the beach every morning? It would be easy to carry all of Ramon's baseball gear between the three of you.
That was it! With a little help from Michael, the boys all had a light bulb moment.
Yay!
Why couldn't Ramon play baseball at the beach with them?
We can compromise,
replied Juan.
We'll come in the mornings and help you carry your baseball stuff.
Yeah, and maybe we could even take turns playing baseball, frisbee, and surfing, Carlos suggested.
Oh, good idea.
You knew they would figure it out, Lindsay.
I thought so.
The boys thanked Michael for his help, and Ramon smiled, thinking to himself how silly it was that they never thought about doing this before. All it took was a little compromise for this group of friends to meet each other in the middle and have the best summer ever.
And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, Kitty Wink. Can you tell us your name and where you live?
Yes, my name is AJ.
And where do you live, AJ?
In California, and my state is the United States of America.
Yes, we're so glad that we have you here today, all the way from California. We can't wait to talk to you about this story. What sport was featured in this story?
Baseball.
Yes, baseball. And did you know anything about baseball before hearing the story, or did you learn anything about baseball while you listened to the story?
Well, my dad is reading, I mean, listening to baseball on the TV. He likes baseball. Yeah, there's a lot of pitches, and the thing that's most best about baseball is the baseball bloopers. Like a bat didn't even hit the ball, or like the batter just threw his bat. Like the ball is coming in, his bat just swinged away.
Bloopers are so funny.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
bloopers are so funny. And you just said something really important about baseball. What do they use to hit the ball?
A bat.
A bat. Yeah. And do you remember how they played? Do they run around and do they have to step on anything while they run around the field?
The bases. And plus, the name of baseball has the word base.
Yeah. Okay, and then AJ, what about Ramon and his friends? Did they learn anything in the story?
Yeah, they learned to work together.
They did. It's so important to work together. What did they work together to do?
To carry Ramon's baseball things to the beach.
Right. So they could do the two things they really like, right? The beach and baseball.
Yeah.
Is that called a compromise?
I don't know.
So a compromise is when people do change what they're doing to make sure somebody else is happy, but they're still also happy. So is it something that sort of made everybody happy to play baseball on the beach?
Yes.
Yeah, I think all three friends were really happy with the compromise. Not everybody could get exactly what you want, but it's best for the entire group. So they knew that they had to learn how to take turns and do things a bit different, but the compromise means they got to all play together. And now that they're taking turns playing different games at the beach, they all get it's a win-win-win for all three boys.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we talked a little bit, AJ, about geography, the location in the story. Do you remember where this story took place?
Dominican Republic. Yeah.
Dominican Republic. Yes, it's a coastal town of Rio San Juan is where it was. Dominican Republic. Good observation. And Michael, the mailman, he gave them candies. Do you remember what the candies called? This might be a little tricky.
Dolce the money.
Dolce Damani, Dominican peanut and sesame candies. Yeah, those are special for them. So sometimes in different areas of the world, there's going to be different foods to eat and different candies. And what's your favorite candy?
So much kids and Cozy's chocolate.
There you go. And maybe if you go to the Dominican Republic someday, you'll try these sesame candies.
AJ, what about the geometry in the story? Do you remember any geometry coming up?
Well, I know about the shape and a little
Yeah, tell us.
a diamond.
Right. They call it a baseball diamond, which I don't always love the word diamond because diamond is actually really a rhombus. But you're right that all of the bases, one, two, and three, are all squares. And then home plate is a pentagon. I don't even know if we talked about that much in the story, but baseball has a lot of shapes.
Yeah, it does. And shapes are everywhere around us. Just so
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, AJ, are you ready for a would you rather question from us?
Yes.
Would you rather play frisbee and surf on the beach with friends, but you have to take turns? Or would you rather always get your way, but you have to play baseball alone in your backyard without any friends?
I would rather play frisbee with friends and take turns.
I would
I agree.
too.
AJ, with friends, it is nice that you could play frisbee because you're saying like taking turns and playing with friends was part of your reason, which I love. AJ, do you have a would you rather question for us?
Yeah, would you rather be a battle or a pitcher?
Ooh, would
Batter
you?
or a pitcher? Oh, I would rather be a batter. I want to hit a home run.
That's a great answer, Lindsay. I think I would rather be a pitcher because I think it'd be so fun to do all those different types of throws, you know, and I would do a fastball and a curveball and a knuckleball. It would be cool to know all of those. What about you, AJ? What would you do?
I want to be a batter because I like doing home runs. I might even get a home run. I might even get the ball out of the stadium.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much for joining us, AJ. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. We loved chatting with you.
Bye, AJ.
We hope you enjoyed our baseball story and that great conversation with AJ.
Yes, it's so fun hearing from our Kittywink community, and we would love to include you on our Kittywink team too. If you want to be on the podcast, email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com. And parents and caregivers, check out our Instagram page at Kittywink Crew.
Thanks for letting us share what we love and for being part of Team Kittywink with us. We will end with a reminder from our favorite pal, Ozzy, to lead with your three hearts. That's showing love and kindness with your body, mind, and words. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for the support. Goodbye.